Sports Sports Gambling Show, Betting Show, coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Yes, sir.
Canadian Station. Shade Bearded Sam. Wonder.
How we doing, Tone?
Canadian Station. Doing great. What'd you go in Euros this week in Florida?
4-0. Taking on the Shins today, unfortunately.
That's okay.
Dogs are showing up, my friend.
Dogs are showing up. Some
Spain will get one in the second half. I mean,
judging by the internet, Spain has had quite a few chances here in the first half that they did not put away.
I mean, Alvaro Morata leading the line. That will happen, my friend.
Koke had one that he probably should have put away as well that I saw on Twitter.
I mean, too. Bring on Thiago. Let the boy play.
Bring on Thiago. Spain's still -240 live line.
Yeah.
To win that one.
It's good. It's parlayed with under 3.5 goals, so might be all right.
There you go. Jay's in the back. Thank you very much, Jay.
You're welcome, Tone.
Mitt is in the back. Thank you very much, Mitt.
Hey, thank you, Tony.
Sorry. What were you going to say there, man?
Honestly, I don't know, actually.
Did he just hail you?
I don't know. You didn't have the hand up.
You swallow your tongue, Mitt?
At 4:15, we got Will Hill, who's a writer for Point Spread for VSiN, who will talk a little NBA and MLB with us. Before we get to that, you gonna keep dotting the fucking Islanders, Nikki Skates?
Yeah, I think I am. I think we have to. Yeah.
The series price is -110 for both of them.
Yeah, great performance by the Islanders in game one. Tampa came out, and then within the first like 10 minutes of period one, it looked like Tampa was going to put every Islander in the hospital. They were flying around. There were big hits.
They looked like
they were going to have control. And then the Islanders do what they do, and they just put the clamps on in the game. They buckled down. Steady Eddie. Didn't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Forced Tampa to make mistakes. Put two past Vasilevskiy, where Vasilevskiy looked pretty average on
point, pretty much seemed like.
Yeah, Pulock just blew it by him clean, and he can hammer the puck. But I mean, when you're getting beat by a clean shot in the playoffs, that's not a good sign. And we always say, like, I put out a tweet talking about how the Islanders do to goalies, and I got a lot of replies. But like, yeah, it's more about what the Lightning aren't doing. It's like, yeah, but we said that about the Penguins.
True.
And we said that about the Bruins.
Yes, we did.
At some point, you have to acknowledge that the Islanders force teams to play a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I think Tampa will be able to play that way. They just need to adjust. They need to see it because these teams haven't seen each other all season.
Are you cool with taking Tampa then at the -110 to win the series?
Yeah, because pretty what was value. It going into the series?
It was a lot significantly higher. 200 something maybe?
But at the same time, I think the Islanders have shown you enough that they can pull this off.
Put Barry Trotz in the Hall of Fame now, dude. I mean, the guy does it with every team he's on. It's incredible.
Do you have a lean at all for tomorrow night's game?
I would lean Tampa tomorrow night. You know, it's going to be tough for the Islanders to get two on the road. But
okay.
We'll see.
I know.
We'll see.
Tonight we lead off with not the Western Conference Final. The NHL semifinal, Montreal versus VGK in Vegas, I believe, correct?
Yep, Vegas' home team.
-460 on the series for the Golden Knights.
It's a lot.
+350 on the Canadiens. Tonight is -260 for the Knights, +215 for the Canadiens. Gump, are you laying the 215 tonight? Or
I will take the +1.5 at -130, my friend.
The +1.5.
Yeah. I thought you might.
You're not going to take them out.
Are you giving up on the money line?
Why would I not take +1.5 at good value?
No. I mean, it's great value. I'm just
you're
curious.
Right. It's a betting show.
Yeah. Okay. What are we doing?
Wow. It was free money for for so long.
Yeah. It still is.
It's a nice juicy line at +215.
Is fucking Math going to get sat again for game one?
No, Math's already been confirmed as a starter for game one, so that's good news for Vegas backers. And there is a boost tonight. Shout out FanDuel for the boost. Which I will be taking because this is my bet for the night, actually, on the game. Vegas is -140 in regulation. The boost makes it even money.
Boost makes it even money. That's kind of like what happened with Italy on Friday.
Yes, it is. Where you turned your back on your native country and your ancestors.
That was a happiness.
You took the Turks.
That was a happiness bet. It was like, oh, I'll take Turkey because if they win, or draw, I'll win my bet. And if Italy wins, I'm just
there's a lot of people beating the turkey drum.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
was that a play on words?
No, like people thought Turkey was some upstart underdog team in this tournament that was going to...
I mean, they played well.
It's Italy in a major tournament. Listen.
Well, the Italians were coming off missing a World Cup as well.
They're also... Italy is a very, very good team.
I know that.
Like, I think Italy could win this thing.
Sounds like you didn't. Sounds like you didn't know that.
No, I did know that, dude. I did know that. So tonight, are you taking anything besides the boost?
I am actually. I'm going to take the Habs, the Habitants, to win the first period. Ooh. They're often quick starters, and Vegas is not. On the other hand, Vegas tends to lay back a little bit, figure things out, and come from behind a lot. And that is Habs first period is plus 280.
Okay,
there we go.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Math is prone to. Let some pucks by them early, too. We saw it in the last series against Colorado.
Okay.
Hoping they can sneak one in and then a come-from-behind win in regulation for the Knights.
All right. Well, hey, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the
good
time.
Good luck to you.
Good luck. Good luck to your Habs.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Hope you have some winners.
Yeah, me too.
Are you guys mad at each other? What's going on?
No, nah, he's tired of the Canadians.
Sick and tired of them. Yeah. It's the... We're going to get a Canadians Islanders Stanley Cup final that no one wants.
I mean, you can read it from... Yeah, he's just sick of, the Habs
here, sick of the whole country.
I think it's the NHL always having these teams that are supposed to make the Stanley Cup and they don't.
I mean, how good would a Vegas Tampa Bay series or a final be?
Better than a fucking Habs Isles.
I don't know, man. The boys are buzzing.
Well, I guess at this point, as far as market size,
I mean, you got Colorado Vegas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one everybody wanted.
Yeah. True.
You know, NHL just doesn't work like that, unfortunately. I can't believe the Islanders beat the Lightning, man.
I can't. You knew they were going to steal a game or two. Just tough having it be the first one in the series.
Good jersey games in this series. It was clean. It was a clean looking ice yesterday watching that game. I'm like, it was nice. I enjoyed it.
Aesthetically pleasing.
It was very aesthetically pleasing. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
NBA this weekend, Suns closed out. It's weird because that one guy told me Campazzo and Austin Rivers were going to get it done. That didn't happen. And the Clippers.
Clippers appear to be a team that just likes...
I thought the Jazz were supposed to go 4-0.
Clippers just like going down 0-2.
They do love going down 2-0. Mitt, did you take anything in the Clippers-Jazz game this weekend?
I had not touched the Clippers-Jazz game. I did rock the Phoenix game last night on the spread and hit that, so I had a nice little weekend myself.
Are the Nets dead?
I don't know, man. It seems as if KD's going to have to carry this team on his back, and I don't think he's really built like that.
Tell you what, I love P.J. Tucker.
Oh,
he's a dog.
P.J. Tucker is the definition of a dog. Giannis has been showing up a little bit more. Middleton had 30 on their game 3 win, but he had under came through yesterday, I believe. Who do we want to see come out of the West?
The West?
Yeah.
I'd love to see Chris Paul get one, man. I really would. But on the other hand, I would like to see Kawhi do it again.
I would like to see I mean, I didn't have any ill feelings towards the Jazz.
No, I got nothing against the Jazz.
You know, one guy ruined it for them. Nah. Jazz Suns would be a fun series too, just the way that those teams play together. The series, I don't know if there's a series price. Let me check out the updated series prices on the NBA here real quick. Jazz are minus 184, still first. The Clippers, that makes sense. They're up 2-1. Bucks are now minus 130 to beat the Nets.
I mean, if
Kyrie doesn't come back, if Harden doesn't come back, that makes sense.
Is this KD legacy game, dude?
He's going to have to put the entire fucking team on his back. A series that no one's talking about. Sixers are now minus 770 to win that series.
Hawks aren't sweeping them anymore.
Hawks. Hawks may. The Hawks are done.
It feels as if that melt in the first game where they almost blew it just continues the rest of the series.
Jay, if you want to give him a call,
Are you back on the Hawks tonight, man?
We are back on Trae Young and the
are
Hawks.
We?
Everybody's counting us out. Oh yeah, we're the Hawks tonight. Everybody's counting us out. And we're going to go Trae Young over 27.5, and the Hawks to cover within 3.5 is what it's at now. So let's go.
I didn't put it on the ticker because I'm not sure for certain, but I think I'm going to give a long, hard look at the Jazz +5 tonight. I don't know if they're going to win tonight.
Mike Conley just got an out, still out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, they're good. I mean, we'll see. Person that I want to ask about that, actually. Because I've heard him on the radio a lot recently and always find it very informative and entertaining. Point Spread Weekly writer for VSiN and VSiN contributor at Not The Will Hill on Twitter with 2 E's. Will Hill, welcome to Hammer Don.
I bet you will.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm sorry I'm going to have to disappoint your audience after that big lead up, but I'm going to do my best. Let's go. Let's pick some winners.
No disappointments. I know I saw your picks yesterday. You went 4-0, so we're going to try to keep that going. We just were talking about NBA a little bit. The Hawks game tonight, the Jazz and Clippers tonight. Is there anything that you're looking at tonight as far as the NBA?
I like the favorites. To me, the Hawks and the Sixers. For the Sixers, this is it. This is Mariano Rivera time. Enter Sandman. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of figured out the Hawks. You know, the first game, the Hawks got up 47 threes, which is too many. 20 makes, 47 attempts, way too many for a Hawks team that can really shoot it. But since then, it's been better for Philly. They limited to 30 in game two. Yep. They limited to 23 in game three. And look, there was an NCAA tournament game 10 years ago, I think it was, where Jim Calhoun was asked after the game, UConn won. He said, somebody asked him, what was the difference in the game? He said, we have Kemba Walker and they don't. And that's the story here with Embiid. Embiid's just too strong for Capella. Mm-hmm. There's just not a lot of options to defend Embiid. He's just got that skill set, the size, the power, strength. He's a phenomenal player. He's put it all together. He stayed healthy. Simmons on Young has done a really good job. Just too much defense for Philly. And you know, the two proudest things I'm most proud of in my entire life, one being on this show, and two, before the season, I had Philly 12-1 to win the East. Ooh. And I never really thought of them as a title contender. I just liked the value. I thought maybe, you know what, get to a conference finals and hedge and bet against it, which is probably still my plan. But, you know, with the Irving injury, yesterday's the first time where I really thought this team could win it all. They're either going to get Milwaukee or a hobbled Brooklyn team. It looks like Milwaukee. I don't think Harden or Irving's going to play. I don't know if we'll get to that. But Philly's going to have home court. The Bucks look beatable. The Nets are hobbled. And I think we can cross Atlanta off in terms of, you know, title contenders. All the other teams are live. I mean, all three teams in the West could win a title. Philly, Milwaukee. If we're going to cross off one other team, it might actually be the Nets just because they're so beat up. But I think it's really interesting, and it's wide open, and it's right there for Philly. And I think there's an impetus to win tonight, because if you win tonight, you go home for Wednesday, game five. That crowd will be crazy. You probably close them out. You might get a week off. Say the Nets-Bucks goes game seven. That game seven would be on Saturday. That means game one of the conference finals wouldn't start till Monday, Tuesday. So you get Embiid some rest. You get all those guys to heal. You know, rest the bumps and the bruises, and get ready for a conference final, which they would host. And they've been great at home. So I think Philly's the better team. I think they're the right side. I think they've been bet up here a little bit. I've seen some 3.5, 4. I saw it go to 4, and then right down to 3.5. So there were some cheaper money lines out there. I got a -150 money line. That's the way I'm playing it. I think they win tonight.
It's wild how that works, because you know. Well, maybe a week ago, that Sixers to win the East, while it was still live, didn't look as live because Brooklyn was just running through people. They're up 2-0 in the Bucks. And then, like, you look at VGK being down 2-0 to the Avalanche, the Clippers being down 2-0 twice. Like, what is your mindset when, like, because a lot of people, like, we'll have people call in and they'll overreact and, like, this series done and stuff like that. As a gambler, as a bettor, do you have advice for, you know, maybe not burying a team before it's actually over?
You said it perfectly. And I think every series is different. You know, you take every series individually. Sometimes, like Phoenix Denver, was pretty obvious to me. Phoenix, you know, completely overmatched Denver, and that was early, obvious early on. But like you said, they overreact. Game one, you know, a team loses, especially at home. Everyone writes them off. Okay, they come out, they win game two. Now it's 1-1. I said that last week with the Bucks. They're down 2-0, and it wasn't pretty. I mean, they lost game two by, I don't know, 40 points.
Yeah.
But we've seen these series happen. You win game three at home, okay, it's 2-1, and you got a home game to tie it up game four. So these series can turn. They turn quickly. Sometimes you don't know if they're going to turn back. I mean, think of the Bucks-Raptors 2 years ago, which this Bucks-Nets series kind of reminded me of. Bucks win the first two games against Toronto. They blow them out. Game three, kind of a gravy game. Who cares if you win or lose? You're still in good shape. They had a chance to win overtime, double overtime. Eventually, they let it get away. Toronto wins. No big deal. You're still up 2-1. Said Milwaukee never wins another game in the series. And it just, it's funny how these series, they can turn. And I think of the Nets. I mean, they were up 2-0, and they're up 3 with a minute left. Now, they don't update these series in live time. Like, there's no live betting for series, which hopefully is coming one day. That would be fun.
That would be awesome.
600 minus 575 or something to win that series going into game three. Up 3 with a minute left. You get one stop, you hit 1-3, the game's over, the series is probably over. And, you know, you give a team life. If you don't knock out the good fighter ends up knocking you out. And, you know, these series can definitely turn. And I think the Clippers are a good example of that tonight, where, you know what, they win tonight, it's a best out of three.
So you said you like the favorites. You like them laying the 5 tonight against the Jazz?
I do. I think it took them a little while, but I think they figured out something here with the small ball. I think it really makes Gobert uncomfortable. It takes him away from the hoop, which is obviously his comfort zone. Shoot a lot more threes. And once you bring Gobert out and you play small, you get Zubac off the court, then you can attack the rim because he's not there to block everything in sight, which is, you know, what he's good at. So I think the Clippers have figured something out. Not that they have a great home court, but just the fact that I do think they're a little better than Utah. Utah's got a great home crowd, so it's almost a neutral crowd in L.A. Dead arena. They don't have a lot of fans. They're kind of restrictions, a lot of cardboard cutouts in there. But I think sense of urgency for the Clippers. Injury concerns, I heard you just say Conley's out. Maybe Mitchell 75-80%. I mean, we're all going to be basically medical experts by the end of these playoffs with all these injuries. It's hard enough to handicap these games and lay $1.10 against the market. But with all these injuries, I mean, that's so much of the handicap. And if Mitchell's compromised, then that's a big edge for the Clippers. So I think they even the series, and I'm comfortable laying the 5.
So if you're comfortable laying the 5 tonight, and the Clippers are plus 154 on FanDuel right now for series price, Jazz minus 184, they win tonight. That's obviously going to drop for the Clippers. Do you think the Clippers take the series, or are you going to maybe wait for potentially it go 2-2, and then the Jazz price will be better on the series?
Could play it either way. I'd be interested to see what the series price will be if the Clippers win. It'd probably be close to a pick'em, and I think that's priced properly. I think this is headed for 7. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think the Clippers will win tonight, and then I think they'll probably trade punches game 5 and game 6, and then we're looking at a game 7 that'll probably come down to the wire. I mean, this is probably the closest series left now. This is to me, this is destined for 7. So if you're getting plus money on the Clippers, I'm all for it.
Hey, Will, are you related to the William Hill?
I am not.
I was going to say.
I know. It's confusing.
No, it's not confusing. I'm just saying that's a nice little life coming up if you were. Moving to the MLB tonight. You had sent me some of your picks earlier. Cards, Marlins, under. That was the only one that I was like, I wanted to hear your exact thoughts on that one.
Well, Wainwright, it's unbelievable. 40 years old. He's basically been like Jacob deGrom at home. On the road, he's been terrible. So some of the numbers are a little confusing, but he's at home tonight. Marlins lineup isn't great. This rookie for the Marlins, Braxton, is pitching ground ball machine. I'm tempted to just play the ground ball pitchers more than anything, especially with the circumstances with the pitchers doctoring the balls. I'm kind of laying low, decreasing my volume of bets, my size of bets with baseball, just taking a wait-and-see approach. Remember, they cracked down on this a week ago, and in the last week, these offensive numbers have been through the charts, so or at least way, way up. So I'm kind of laying low. I do like this matchup. I think the Cardinals need to get it back on track. I mean, not related to this handicap, but with Flaherty out, the Brewers and the Cubs have kind of surged ahead in taking control of this division. I like the Cardinals coming into the season at plus 200, but without Flaherty, they've really fallen behind. But I think you're looking at an under tonight, 4-3 type of game.
Go. Yeah, well, the Cubs have kind of found their way recently. They're getting plus a half first 5 against the Mets with Peterson going, who's been terrible. What do you think about that game in general?
That's a pass for me. I looked at it maybe as an over. Arrieta has been strange. Some of his numbers aren't great, but it's really only 2 starts that he's blown up. The other ones have been solid, but he's let up a lot of hard contact. I know the Cubs have played well. They've been a nice story. I don't know how sustainable it is, but like you said, Peterson's been terrible. Yeah. I mean, he's they must not have anyone to replace him in the rotations. He's walking a ton of people. Mm-hmm. He's had a couple of blow-ups in a row where it was a week or so ago. He only went a third of an inning against Arizona. He was bad against the Orioles last time. So he might be pitching for a spot in the rotation. For me, this is a pretty easy pass.
Will, a game that you're on, I'm on the under, and you took the Padres. I took the first five under 6.5. I'm not sure I've seen a 6.5 yet this year for the first five. And I've been on Gomer a lot this year. We call him Donaldson Lamet. He's not bad either. What are your thoughts on that game?
That might be a good play. I like it, man. It takes some guts to play the unders and cores.
I know.
Those. It's nothing in the third. You look up, you take a shower, you get a bite to eat, you look up, and it's 7-1. I mean, those offenses can explode at any time. Padres, are due to hit a little bit better. They've been bad offensively, or at least mediocre the past few weeks. And Gomber's been good, so I kind of like your play. I think Lamet's got a good arm. He's coming back. He's battled some forearms, some elbow injuries. He's starting to build up his pitch count. He's throwing the ball pretty well. So I lean with the Padres here, even though Gomber has thrown well. And everyone kind of mocked the return the Rockies got for Arenado. Remember, Gomber was the big piece in that trade, and he's thrown the ball really well the last few weeks. But I'll lean here with the Padres, just a much better lineup, and I think they'll be able to get going here in Coors Field. Dealing with Machado and Tatis.
Yeah.
Some of those guys in cores is not going to be easy for Gomber. So if he can do it tonight, that'll be really impressive.
I agree. I'll be holding my breath on that one. Game of the night, Lance Lynn and Glasnow, Rays White Sox. You like the under in this one?
Yeah, this is a fun one. I'm a Yankee fan, and Lance Lynn was on the team a few years ago, and he was like a mop-up fifth inning guy. Yeah. I mean, he was a spot starter, basically. And he's really turned his career around. He had a great year with Texas, and he's just turned into a top-end elite pitcher. Glasnow, we know how good he is, throws the ball 100 miles an hour. So I'm probably going to look to play the first five of these innings, because I've gotten burned a couple times recently with these extra innings, man. These extra innings kill you. I think I had Mize in Seattle last week. It was 3-3 going into extra innings. Over-under's 9. Game ended 9-6. So you really got to hold your breath playing these full game unders, especially if it's a close game, because you go to extra innings, and that man on second roll, it just kills you. It's big inning after big inning. So I think 3.5 is the first five under. That's how I'll play. I look for a really low-scoring game, which should be a fun pitching matchup.
Will, I'm glad you brought that up, because this show is a huge, huge supporting show of first five. We rarely take full games. I'll probably rarely only take it if I'm on the team I feel that's better, just to give them some more at-bats. Do you feel like the trend is to go first five more?
Yeah, I think so. It really narrows your handicap. I mean, you take away the uncertainty with the bullpen. Some of these bullpens really stink. And like I said, that the extra inning rule, especially if you're an under bettor, which I like to bet a lot of unders. I've bet fewer of them the last week or so with all this stuff with the ball. So just, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what's what. But you're right. You really isolate your handicap playing the first five. You get a true result, a truer result, as opposed to the full game. I mean, you saw even Chapman, who's great for the Yankees.
Yep.
Up comfortably late, and he gives up a homer and another homer, and before you know it, you blow it. So nothing like blowing a bullpen game. It's like losing on a kick in football. These place kickers, these closers, they make you go bald. It's stressful sometimes to lose that game away. So I think it's probably better to play the first five.
Awesome. And then the last one you're on, I believe, is Blue Jays.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox, I like them as an over coming in, but I thought they were due for some aggression. And ever since they cracked down on the balls, I think 39 innings, 40 runs, or it's the other way around, 39 runs.
Gumpy's a Red Sox fan, so
take it easy. Yeah,
maybe it's a coincidence. I like them coming in here. I thought the pitching would be better. The pitching was so bad last year that it couldn't be worse. They at least got some major league pitchers. I like the offense, but the offense is Ben, not as great the last few weeks. I think they're coming back to the pack a little bit. I like them as like a second wild card team coming into the year. I played them over 79.5. I was high on them. I think they're playing, punching a little bit above their weight here the first month or so, a couple of months. And I like Toronto. I like this kid pitching, Manoah. He's got really elite stuff. I don't know if he's ready to put it together yet, but he's got a really good arm. Only a few starts, one really good one, one bad one. I think he's going to be a really good pitcher, and that Blue Jays lineup is just really good. I mean, top to bottom, if they could get any pitching, any sort of bullpen help, they're dangerous teams. They are fun to watch, and they can really hit.
Yeah, they have been absolutely raking. And then you mentioned hedging earlier potentially with the Sixers, and then I know you said earlier, or when we were talking, you got a 22-1 before the season on the Islanders to win the cup. So if you could maybe potentially explain easily or the best way that you can hedging to some of the newer bettors who are listening here, and maybe the best way to go about that for you.
Boy, it's so personal, and you can get smart There's smart people on both sides of it. You know, you have a big future, a big parlay. It comes down to a lot of things. You know, what do you think is going to happen? How bad do you need the money? Sometimes it gets tricky, too, because you're putting yourself in a position where you can middle it. You know, say you have money line as a favorite as the last leg of the parlay, and then you could take this other team plus points and hopefully hit both. So it's very complicated. At 22-1, if they get into a final, I'll probably cash out a little bit, leave myself a little bit of a position where if the Islanders win, I'm in better than they don't. But I don't want to walk away from this whole thing with nothing. I think that factors into a lot. You know, you sweat these futures all year, and you get right there. You don't want to walk away with nothing. So that's how I approach it, you know, with the Sixers, the Islanders. And I think they're live. You know, it's going to be hard for Tampa. I mean, Tampa's really good. Tampa probably the better team. But, man, that building in Long Island is going to be rocking. And, you know, the Islanders already won a game in Tampa. So they have home ice. If they ever win tomorrow, that's really putting the dagger into it. And I'm sure you guys saw the national anthem the other day where Islanders fans are saying, I mean, that was great. After not having sports, empty arenas for this long, to have that kind of atmosphere was really fun to see and should be a long series. I think the Islanders are live. They keep kind of outperforming of their metrics. They're well coached. They're well put together. This is a feisty team, and, you know, momentum's a thing we can argue about. Does it exist? Does it not exist? But this team definitely has some life in it. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think we are officially all the way back. Will, I can't thank you enough. Follow him on Twitter at NotTheWillHill with two E's. Also, check him out in Point Spread Weekly on VSEN. Thanks so much for joining us today, Will.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate it. Huge fan of the show. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Good luck
thank
tonight.
You,
thank
Will.
You,
Will. Hi, baby, Will.
All right, pal. Got some baseball in there.
Yes, sir.
How'd you feel about the baseball?
I like the Cubs getting plus a half tonight just because Peterson's been so bad.
He's been – I couldn't – Who's going?
Arrieta for the Cubs.
Yeah, Arrieta hasn't been as bad as Peterson, but he's also been very shaky there. I'm also on Toronto. Hate to do that to you on that one.
I'm not touching that one.
And then I like the other game we talked about, Colorado and San Diego, under 6.5 first five. I almost had to take that one. We'll talk about those as I get to these callers here. Is there an update on the what's Spain doing?
Still 0-0.
What minute?
60, 71st.
The way that
they made a couple subs, but it ain't looking good, dude.
Wait till you watch the highlights of this game, because I saw a few from halftime right before we started.
Yeah,
they had some fucking chances.
You can't let these teams hang around. It almost happened to England yesterday, like. They got that goal in the second half, but that game could have been 3-0 10 minutes in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, easily. Dylon from Wisconsin. How'd the French turn out for you?
Oh, you know we went for it. We got it. So Krejcikova came through, win the final for us. Tsitsipas future stomped. What a heartbreaker for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it was tough.
What was that? Oh my. Coleman, I got two picks for tomorrow. First one is gonna be tennis. Second will be soccer. Okay. I got first tennis. Queens Club Championships, Jeremy Chardy over Bublik. Take that one and have some fun. Bublik is a nutcase, so okay. I expect him to be a nutcase. Soccer, it's going to be square, but there's no way I don't take France tomorrow, just with that team and that lineup versus an older, slower Germany. I'm going to play it safe and go pick them. That way a draw doesn't boot me. And then fun fact, off of all Gumpy's unders, 24 goals this tournament, 18 have been in the second half. So those first half unders have been an absolute whale of a play. So good luck, fellas. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for the good info, Dylon, as always. What do you think of France, Germany?
Yeah, I popped on France, draw no bet about a week ago. And I tell you, the longer this goes on, the more I worry. I do not like going against Germany in tournaments like this.
Well, if you remember correctly, like, what was that, 2 months ago, we took Germany to win it.
Yeah.
Plus 800 or something. I mean, like that.
Germany double chance is a good play. Like,
who's going to score for Germany, though?
My thing is Timo Werner just does not do it for me. I mean, Muller could get one. I mean, France with this team, you'd have to think. But I don't think France wins this. It's just one of those tournaments where they're just everyone's on France. It just feels like it's somebody else.
I've been getting fucking crushed in Euros if we're being – because I haven't taken one single game. I've taken a parlay all game. A parlay of one game every single day or whatever, and I've lost one pretty much every single day. I'm going to keep doing it, though, because I don't give a fuck. I mean, this is Euros. That's how I'm going to do it. Mike in Brazil, what do you got?
Hammer Dom. I got some NHL picks for you guys tonight. First off, Vegas to win the series at 4-2 at +340.
Okay.
Sorry, Gump, but maybe next year. Riley Smith to score a goal and Vegas to win +340.
Okay.
And then for tonight's game specifically, the score prop, Vegas 4-2 at +1900.
Ooh. Okay, Mike, thank you. I appreciate it. I think the over-under is at 5.5, too, so he likes the over there. We know. We know how you feel about this.
Yeah, we'll see.
4-2 is a pretty high-scoring game.
Yeah.
You think Carey Price is going to let up 4 goals? Doesn't think so. I can see Jay shaking his head. No.
Jay is on the Habs hard, he said.
Are you, Jay?
I am not, but I just don't think it's going to be that high scoring.
Loveland, what are you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
What's going on?
Not much. First off, I want to say sorry, Mitt.
Sorry, Mitt. What did you do to Mitt, dude?
Appreciate you.
Oh,
this I like this guy.
Oh,
is this the Loveland?
I still do not like this
guy. I forgot all about that.
Hey, love you, Mitt.
Love you, Mitt. Right,
but I think the game's definitely going to go to 7 with the Jazz.
Okay.
I was a silly stooge. I had to do a lot of self-reflecting this week.
That'll happen.
Exactly. I was just wondering with Gumpy if he's watching any of this Copa Cup. And I got Lionel Messi to get a goal at +140 and Argentina to win. Just wondering how he feels about that.
Thank you, Loveland. When is Copa starting?
Yeah, Brazil beat Venezuela 3-0. Yesterday. I haven't got my eyes on it.
So those will be at night.
Yeah.
We got a full day.
Yeah.
Are you going to dive into it at all?
I'm not big on it just because I'm not the other teams. I'm not too positive, but we'll take a look
when it gets like if Brazil and Argentina are playing each other.
Yeah, just a lot of those teams. I mean, Chile's decent. Like, there's some decent teams. Like, Brazil 3-0 over Venezuela.
Is Colombia in Copa? Colombia's in Copa.
Yeah.
They used to be. They were good last World Cup, last go-around.
Very, very good, yeah.
Are they anymore? Do you know?
I don't think so. I mean, it's got to be Brazil and Argentina, right? But if you can get Messi at +140 to score a goal and Argentina to win, I mean, why not?
Something to look
at. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Jake from New York, what do you got?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Hammer good, how down? Are you? Hammer Don. How are you doing, Paul?
I mean, I'm...
Show over?
No, not yet.
Somebody on?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let them go.
Jake from New York, what do you got? Pat's Jake, here.
What's up, dude?
Not much. You know, first off, I just want to say, can you guys stop being so damn good? Do you know how hard it is to get into these calls? 2 weeks ago, I get in, and you hang up on me because the volume's not off last week. You guys are just getting too good.
Jake,
all right?
That's on you. Jake, that first part's your fault.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm just a stupid.
Okay, what do you got?
I love you guys, though. I got 3 MLB plays and 1 NHL. Which one do you want first?
Do the NHL.
What's he saying? All right, so I love you, Gumpy.
I'm listening to it.
But I'm going
to
go on the Golden Knights, and I apologize, I can't remember his name. You had him on, I think, a week and a half ago when the Rockies and Knights were playing, but he said he was going to hammer the winner of that series versus the Habs.
Colorado Rockies playing NHL.
Avalanche, I'm dumb.
It's all right, Jake, you're good.
I'm losing it, man. I'm at the end of my shift, man. I'm going to hammer the -1.5. I think it's a +112 right now. I think it still will be a series. I'm not going to say it's going to be like a blow off 4-0, but I think tonight it comes out, the Knights just come out and they blow them out. Probably win by like 3 or 4 goals.
Who is this guy? Are you giving out picks?
Yeah, Jake was giving out.
Let's go, Jake. Is this the guy from Brazil?
No. He was just on. And then give me your favorite MLB. Give me your favorite MLB, not all of them.
Hold on, Jake. I don't want to interrupt them. I just want to say, Spain, Sweden.
Yeah.
76th minute, 0-0 still.
What's that mean?
It's fucking terrible to watch.
Just like I said, cagey affairs in the first round.
You don't like 0-0 games?
Thanks. Nobody likes 0-0 games.
I do.
I understand when you bet the under, it's nice and all that stuff, but goddamn, these Euros have been excruciating to watch, Gumpy. What is going? This team I thought was supposed to be good, the Spain team.
They are.
They are missing a lot of players. They are not great.
Why, they hurt?
COVID.
But Twitter's...
No! COVID took them out?
Yeah.
So this is John Rahm. We thought John Rahm was the last one. Spain got taken out of the Euros by COVID?
I mean, they've missed a lot of chances, too, by the looks of things.
Are you not listening to Jake in New York? What's going on? Are you paying attention to the game?
No, just what I've seen on the internet.
Hey, there's been a lot of action, but no goals. So we're sitting out there like
that. Well, I got Spain money line parlayed with under 3.5 goals.
So you're sitting good.
The Twitter machine is saying that there is a lot of chances. They just can't put them home right now.
Just can't score. 0-0.
Murata's like that. Murata was like that with Juventus. He was like at Atletico Madrid. I mean,
do we think this is potentially a problem for soccer, though?
Nah, because that game yesterday, I'd go back to it again.
Has it always been like this?
Austria, Macedonia was 3-1. Netherlands, Ukraine was 3-2 yesterday. That game.
I didn't know. I didn't see that game. That's the game.
That was the game of the tournament.
All right. There's been how many games? Like 10 games so far? 11 games?
1, 3, and 3, and then 2 so far today. So that would be about 10 games.
All right, they're eating up. I just want to let you know, no goals have been scored in that game.
That'll happen.
We're watching out there, though.
That's footy.
I'm happy Jake called. I was starting to snooze out there. The 0-0
thing. Come on,
I was. Dude. We were watching it. Trying to watch for you, by the way. For Gumpy being in the office, I think we are all trying to make a legit effort. Are we not? I feel like we legit.
Oh, I love it.
Well, you like it because you're betting. I know you actually are a soccer fan, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Not like that.
Well, you did fade him first game.
But like when I watch it, I kind of go in knowing like this is how it's going to be.
Who has the time though? Like, you know what I mean? Like you guys invest a lot of time for this thing and nothing happens.
It's the best.
All right, I'll keep
it. Just wait for things to happen.
Hey, you're a soccer guy. You know this.
I enjoy playing it. I don't know. Back in the day, I didn't watch any of it either when I was playing. I think I should have. It probably would have helped me out a little bit, I guess. But like,
no.
I don't know how anybody watches it. I'm too ADD and I think I'm just the... I'm probably the majority of people trying to watch.
Well, they may lose the younger generation then.
No, like it's Euros, dude. Like I thought this was going to be awesome, but I immediately remember like the Americans aren't in this. This isn't the World Cup. It's not the $20 million trophy.
No.
And I didn't know COVID was beating Spain.
Did you watch England yesterday?
Come on, I saw Sterling almost break his leg. It's coming home, huh?
The young lads were buzzing.
Hey, it's coming home.
First time ever England's won the opening match at Euros.
Never walk alone, England.
If not now. Then when?
That's what I've been saying, huh? Go on, you Reds, or whatever.
Who are you rooting for in a tourney?
Me?
Yeah.
The CONCACAF champion.
U.S.
You know, I think that is the biggest problem. All I do is watch those games. I go, America beat this team. America beat this team. America beat this team. And people are telling me that's not true, by the way. People are saying that our team would get smoked over there. Is that true?
The plus side is we're only 1 year out, so we will find out soon. World Cups next year.
Now we're talking. See?
Right.
So the Euros are like a lead-in almost.
Yeah, because it got pushed back. It's usually 2 years, but since it got pushed back last year, now we got World Cup next year.
So the Euros is every 2 years?
Yeah, every 4. Same as World Cup. Yeah. But got so it. There's Euros and then 2 years World Cup. But it's in...
How come Canada? Is Canada invited to this or no? You guys pay taxes to the Queen. How come...
We're in CONCACAF. We weren't in that tournament, though.
What's up? You guys aren't allowed COVID?
Are you sure you weren't in that tournament? You just didn't. We weren't in that. Well, that
got Alphonso Davies.
That wasn't the real CONCACAF tournament. The Gold Cup is coming up.
The Gold Cup is the big one, guys.
Well, yeah, we won the biggest one of all time.
This is like the pro football focus. Got to keep
the. But the
got to put over the one we won.
Copa is going down on in South America right now, so Argentina and Brazil will probably play in the finals of that in a couple weeks. So
they're playing a lot of international
soccer. Group stage isn't always the most exciting. Yeah. Once we get in knockouts.
I just want to let you know, we're watching out there for you guys.
Cagey affair.
I'd like him to start doing stuff. Sorry about that, Jake. Good luck out there.
Jake's no longer with us.
We need Spain.
You hung up on Jake?
Well, the background noise
is just... We need a late one from Spain here.
Yeah, dude, it is boring. It's been boring, dude.
What minute are we in?
It's probably 80-something.
82nd.
Fuck.
I mean, if Spain comes out and lays a goose egg, that's...
I'm going to get skunked today.
I just told the relay a message from Ty. 82nd minute and counting. And then he described it as boring as shit.
He's a baseball fan.
No, that's what... That is valid. And you're a baseball guy, they said. You're not allowed to...
Well, the Pirates are a great baseball team. The Yankees are... 9 games out of first place. So.
He said he would rather watch Pirate Brewers.
Euros, dude.
That's what happens, dude.
They're being attacked right now in the office.
It's a beautiful game.
Thank you for whoever's answering the phones. Once they're filled up, we're good. Man, who's answering the phones?
Come on, Spain.
I'm going to be honest. I do not know. I think it's Connor.
Okay. Thank you, Connor. Ask him if he's got any player performance doubles. Someone hit a big PJ Tucker last night. They had someone hit for like 25 to win 25 grand, I think it was. PJ Tucker over his points and them to win, plus Campazzo to have 4+3s.
Campazzo.
Which did happen, and someone hit huge last night. Cooper, you're going to lead us into our MLB pick, so go for it.
What's up, boys? Hammer Don. Listen, Gump, Tone, my card stinks, all right?
Okay.
We just got swept by the freaking Cubbies. I'm seeing Miami at +1.5. I would take that. I mean, Wayne was pretty good, and I forget who's going up for Miami, but even though he stinks, the Cards is going to make him look really good tonight. So +1.5 at -162, I think that's pretty good.
Thank you, Cooper.
Do not fade Wainwright at home, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about it. We're going to stay away from that one. I'm on Toronto +0.5, -120.
Wow.
I just +0.5, and those bats have been
Eovaldi has been bad. Yeah,
but it was just the last start that he was bad, right?
I mean, he's been giving up a lot of hits. He's always good in New York, but he gave up a lot of 11 hits last time out, 5 earned.
I'm taking this one basically because of the Toronto bats, and I think Manoah is good enough, and then you don't know what you're going to get from Eovaldi.
Yeah.
I'm on Cincy +0.5, -130 versus the Brewers.
I'm with you there.
The Reds are the better hitting team with a young pitcher who has actually been has done really well. And I'm just going to take them just because I like the value +0.5 as a dog.
Yeah, Lauer doesn't go that long either. His last two starts, nope. 6 innings, 9 earned. Gutierrez has had 3 starts, 7 innings pitched, 5 earned. So, yeah, +0.5 with the Reds here. I like too, Tony.
One that I don't love, but I'm going to take it. Detroit +0.5, -120 versus the Royals. Detroit is obviously not great at hitting, and Matthew Boyd is inconsistent, but fucking Brad Keller stinks. So I'm going to take Detroit +0.5 here. Did you take anything there?
I'm not touching that one, Tony. I know Boyd last time out, 0 earned. Still gave up 6 hits, though. He hasn't been great lately. So, yeah, I'm not touching that one.
White Sox, I'm taking +5 +100 money line. +5. Are you on that?
I jumped on him +0.5 this morning. I fucking saw that. But I would take the money line as well.
It was a weird situation there where full game they were dogs. +5 money line, they were dogs.
Yeah.
But they were -0.5 when I looked at them.
Yeah.
And Tampa was getting +0.5 at -180. So I decided to go White Sox. I
would take a money line too, though. I just Lance Lynn at decent value.
It's a very, very even matchup tonight.
Yeah. Glasnow just on the road, maybe.
Yeah. That's what on the road is not as good. He's been a little inconsistent, where Lance Lynn's been pretty fucking solid. And then my last pick of the night was Colorado and San Diego -6.5. What do you have that we didn't talk about?
I'm taking the Cubs.
Yeah.
+0.5. I mean, Arrieta hasn't been great, but Peterson's been damn awful. So I'm taking that. And then I'm riding the Athletics, man.
Okay.
Fucking good. Manea has been absolutely lights out. Like his last 4, 26 2/3, 2 earned. Dylan Bundy, a bit better his last 2, 11 1/3, 6 earned, but I rode the Athletics all weekend and I ain't stopping.
All right, let's knock out these calls before we get out of here. Phil from Maryland, what do you got?
Hammer down. Hey, guys, this is an MLB shout-out to you and to Tone and Gumpy here. I had a 9-leg parlay this weekend, plus almost 12,000 odds. Missed it by the Houston game. The round robin came through for me, and I still crushed it. So thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day.
Hey.
Cheers, boss.
Shout-out. I like a good thank you, Cole.
That Astros one did hurt. They had them. They were +0.5, gave up 1 in the 4th, and it went sideways.
That'll happen. Ari from Maryland, what do you got?
Hammer Don. All right, I got Donovan Mitchell over 3.5 threes. He hit this line in his last 4 games last 4 against the Clippers. He's averaged 10 three-point attempts in his last 5 games. And if you're on Utah tonight, Donovan 4 threes, and Utah to win at +430.
Thank you, Ari. He's gonna get that, especially if Mitchell's out.
Clippers back.
Did I say Mitchell? I meant Conley.
Yeah. You did, but what? The Clippers' backcourt does kind of stink.
What happened to Pat Bev being a good defender? I feel like that's not a thing anymore.
I think he just might have gotten old. Yeah,
he's
been around a while, man.
Reggie Jackson's playing great on
offense.
Reggie
Jackson is playing lights out. It's those glasses, dude. Ever since he put those glasses on, you can't miss.
So it's like those nighttime fucking glasses for driving.
Come on, Spain.
What, Mitt?
Reggie Jackson also can't guard anybody.
Well, yeah, I said on offense, dude.
I don't know. I mean,
what?
It's two sides to wrong one. Two sides to the game, Tony. Come on, we got to play some defense here.
I know that.
I hate defense in NBA games. I love the overs.
Colin, what do you got?
Hammer time. Since no one's going with Gumpy tonight, I guess I'll go with Gumpy. Player performance double. Like Cole Caulfield to score one plus goal and Montreal to win. Hammer.
Hammer done. There you go, Paul.
There we go.
What minute are we in? What app are you
89th.
Using?
You know where I'm at.
It's the chat.
Fucking trolls in here, dude. Fucking ruin everything.
Big Raji from Chicago. Is that what we're calling you?
What's up, boys? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a dime. Shout out, Gump. You're a beast with these soccer picks. You're a freaking legend,
not
man.
Not today,
fucking
but legends. I appreciate it.
All right. Got a parlay that's plus 5,000. Everything hit. Shout out Chris Middleton. But try to just get to the point. France to win is the last leg. So do I hedge with a little double chance or do I let it ride? Thanks, boys. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. France to win. Let me look at the odds of that game.
France to beat Germany?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think that's
the only thing
money.
That makes sense. France is plus money?
Yeah. I think they're both plus money, Tone.
So, yeah, France is, I believe, plus 165 and Germany's plus 180.
Jesus.
I mean, you could hedge it with Germany plus 180 and make a good bit of money because they are the dog in that situation. Or not the dog, but they are plus money in that situation.
France has to win this game, man. They're so deep.
I know. Yeah, you would have thought that Spain should fucking beat
Sweden. I mean, Morata stinks, dude. You can't have that guy leading the line. Thiago's not on at all.
Where is Fernando Torres at?
He's fucking yoked. Have you seen him?
Yes, I have seen him. I would, if you have France to win, you take Germany to win. Or no, because then the dreaded draw. You take Germany, what's Germany double chance?
I think they're decent value there. They'd have to be at plus 185.
Minus 220.
Yeah, see, that's not great.
No, but if you're hedging, I don't know, like we talked about earlier, it's all personal preference. The line that I liked from Will Hell was most like, do you need the money? That's that is big in hedging.
Yeah.
Because if you need the money, definitely play it safer. But hey, good luck. It's going to be an awesome game tomorrow at noon.
Three. That was my bad.
Three.
Yeah.
Even better. Justin from LA, what do you got?
Boys, hammer down.
Hammer down.
Yeah, boys, I'm on the 15 to Vegas right now as we speak. I just want to get a little perspective from you guys. Got a large amount of cash on me right now.
Yes.
A very large amount of cash, and I just want to get your perspective. Yes. When you're placing a big bet, putting everything you got on a bet, you prefer to do like a shorter bet, like a no run first inning, it's over quick, a first quarter, a full game, or something like a futures bet, you know, Cowboys win the division, something like that for down the line. What would you guys do? You guys got a large amount of money you're going to put on a bet.
I love to get it over with, dude.
Quick and easy?
Quick and easy. I don't want to be sweating
not,
for fucking 3
not a
hours.
Big futures guy.
You do a no run first inning. I mean, it's you're
and I mean,
also it's tough, also dude. It sucks to lose
got,
that amount of money.
I got burned on Padres Mets the other day.
I don't like to you know why I don't want to put a huge amount of money on a futures bet, cuz injuries come into play a lot more over a futures bet. You have 16, if you're doing an NFL, you have 17 weeks, 18 weeks, whatever, for someone to get hurt. If you, then that's a lot of money you're going to lose. If someone, like if you said the Cowboys, like Dak got hurt,
yeah,
fucked your whole bet last year. So I would do it. Take as many variables as you can out of it. That's why I like to go shorter. You know?
Yeah, that's me too. I'm not a big futures guy, Tone.
No, me either.
Let's play ball.
So Euros tomorrow. Last thing we have here before we get out of here. Let me pull them up real quick. Euro 2020. So 12 is that. Okay, gotcha. So Finland and Russia is 9 a.m. You got anything there?
No, I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, that one's... Is that the first game of the second games?
Yeah, yes. That's weird.
Hungary and Portugal. Portugal's minus 230. Hungary's plus 650. Anything there?
Parlay. Portugal, money line, under 3.5 goals. That's the only way you can do it to get any value on these teams. And I don't... Because FanDuel, there's no push on minus one. And I'm not betting on a team to win by more than two goals. Like, you look at what happened with Spain today.
Yep.
You know?
And then France and Germany.
France draw, no bet. And it fucking kills me to do that, man. I just... They're so stacked, dude.
You have to.
But it's Germany.
Even if Giroud and fucking Mbappe are going at each other's throats, they'll be all right. Hey.
Giroud will be on the bench. Yeah. I wonder how they start, though, with Benzema, you know? It gets to the point where you have too many good players, you know what I mean? And yeah. That sounds so stupid, but...
But, like, those Brazil's teams back, like, when we were growing up, they were just fucking stacked. And the Spain team that was... Those Spain teams that were fucking really, really good.
They won three major tournaments in a row.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, the talent takes over.
Yeah. But it is Germany. It's Germany.
I know.
I'm trying to do a bet for every game. I am.
No, me too. And then I'm fucking getting. I need to stop doing the parlays and just do a bet for every game.
I mean, I got crushed today. I'm gonna go 0-4 here, but we had a good start. We'll bounce back tomorrow.
Absolutely, we will. Our picks are out. Do you want to go through our baseball real quick again?
Yeah.
I got Toronto plus a half first five. Cincy plus a half first five. Detroit plus a half first five. White Sox money line first five. And Colorado and San Diego under 6.5 first five.
All first five, Athletics money line, White Sox plus a half or money line, Reds plus a half, Cubs plus a half.
Okay. The rollover is up to 1,000. I tweeted out earlier today, so if you want to get on that, hashtag FanDuel, hammer down rollover 1,000. Add hammer down on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the hammer down on YouTube. Tell your friends, your family, your foes, your enemies, your cousins, aunts, uncles, all those people, if they like winning money. We'll be back tomorrow. Everyone seemed to like it on Friday, the watch along.
I mean, this one hits close to home.
And this Friday, England's playing at 3. So
against Scotland.
So that'll be, I think we're going to have to do that again because that was awesome. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Can't thank you enough. Good luck tonight. Love all you. Hammer.
Dad.